We continue our learning. Leilu Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishnah Menachem Yaakov ben Pinchas Leilu. We are in Soto. Perek Tes Mishnah Yudalid. Bepumos shel as Pasionus during the siege of Vespasian, which we know was the Roman general, Gazru al Atros Chasanim. They made a gzera. Chachamim made a gzera because of that time, and it was a terrible time for the Jewish people. They made a gzera that at weddings the chasan is not going to wear the special crown. Apparently, it was a special crown worn by the groom, and the crown was made of different materials. In fact, the Baruch Tanur tells you, "You osim lachasanim ataros me'even melach from rock salt." Which was like a Kein Habdolach, like crystal. Vitzovinosa, and then it would just make designs, Bikarfus with sulfur. And Vista Mefarshe, some say, Atros shel Hadas v'shel Veri. They were crowns of Hadassim and roses. And Ushneim Asurim, and both were prohibited. Ve'ein Mutter Ela Atros shel Kadim. The only thing that's permitted are these crowns made of reeds, although the Gemara has different opinions. Maybe some even claim that all of the types of crowns were not allowed. Others say maybe only one was prohibited. The others were allowed. Different opinions about these Atros Chasanim, which during the times of Vespasian were abolished. There was a ban upon them not to wear them at all. The alho eros, something else. Eros was a tambourine used at weddings. At smachot. This is also something that was abolished at the time of Vespasian as well, because we wanted to diminish the simcha. Bepumel shel Titus. So when Titus took over after Vespasian, Titus now, in that time, the Beis Hamikdash was really destroyed. Vespasian was there a few years before it was destroyed. But when Titus took over, then they added Xera. Gazru ala Atros Kalos. Now there was a ban on the crowns of the brides, which was, Baruch Tanur says, it was made out, Atros Kalos, ki'i ke'en ir asuya mizav, made out of gold. And there was fashioned in the form, it was like a city, a miniature city that was on the crown. The Gemara, the Mishnayos and Shabbos speak about a piece of jewelry that was called Ir Shel Zahav, probably what we're referring to over here. V'shelo yilamed adam es beno yivanis. What else was decreed? That we should not teach, person should not teach his son Greek. What's the problem? And it means Greek chokma yivanis, which is Greek wisdom, different hints and riddles that the Greeks had. Why was this prohibited? So the Gemara on Daf Mem Tes tells you the story. You may remember at the end of the Hashmonaim, that dynasty, there was much dispute, and there was Hyrcanus and Aristobulus were fighting with one another. One was in the Yerushalayim, the other surrounded the city. And every day, the people for the Yerushalayim still, they had to bring the karbanos. So they bring, but the city was besieged, so they would put over the wall some coins, and the people on the outside would deliver a sheep for the karban hatamen and bring it over. And then there was a man who knew chokhmas yevanis amongst the people who were outside, and that's about Tanur quotes that, Hayasham zakein echad vilaz lahem b'chokhma yevanis, and spoke to b'chokhma yevanis, and said like this, kolzman shehem asukin ba'avoda einim sarim yetchem, if they can still do the service in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no way you're going to take them over. So, and this is a civil war going on here. So what do they do? So that very day, that person who knew Greek wisdom spoke to them and told them, by the way, I'm telling you that there's no way you're going to win if they can continue the avodah. So coins were put over, and instead of putting a sheep over the wall to bring as a carbon, the carbon atabin of the Beis HaMikdash, they brought a chazir, and it says in the Gemara that Eretz Israel, it took its hooves and put it into the wall and stuck it into the wall, and the whole Eretz Israel, 400 parsa by 400 parsa, shook. And from that time, the Chachamim said, okay, cursed be a person who, or Adam Shi Gadel Chazir, who raises pigs in Eretz Yisrael, or Adam Shi Yilame Livno, Chachma Yivanis, based on that story. So that's another thing that they made a gzer upon. Bipulmos Acharon, the last siege, and that's maybe after Titus, when the Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed, and some say no means the last era, means at the times of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi himself, who was the redactor of the Mishnayos. So at that time, Gazru Shalotetze HaKala Ba'apuryon B'Sochayir, that a kala should not go out under this canopy, special canopy made of gold-stitched materials, And it was when she was brought from her home to the chuppah, she was taken, transported in under this canopy. So they decided to say that also an element of simcha that should be removed. But v'rabosenu hitiru shetetze hakala ba peryon b'socha. The chachamim said no, that's allowed. And by Tanuri says b'shim tzniusa, because after all that was the people were able to see her. And this if she was walking without this canopy, this way she had a little bit of tzniusa, a little bit of modesty on her way to the wedding. Perek Tes, Mishnah Tezvah. Mishemes Rebbe Meir Batlu Moshle Mishalm. So I'm going to go through some of the great Tanaim, great rabbis, and see what happened with their passing. So they were no longer disappeared people with these very, very special characteristics. So first, we begin with Rabbi Meir. Mishemes Rabbi Meir Batlu Moshle Mishalm. People were able to compose Mishalim, parables, to teach. We often teach by way of parables, and Rabbi Meir seems to be the one who was very skilled in this area. So when he passed away, all the Moshalim Mishalim were no longer. Mishames ben Azai, but when Azai passed away, so the Shakdanim, people who are diligent, were no longer, didn't waste any time in Torah, and he wasn't distracted from Torah. In fact, the Gemara Yevamos Daf Samech Gimel says that ben Azai would say, Ma'eseh v'nafshi chashka b'Torah. He didn't want to be married or divorce his wife. He was so enthralled with Torah and so desired learning Torah, he didn't have time for a marriage. So he was a shakdan, very diligent, and therefore, when he died, we say there were no longer people like him. Misha meis ben Zoma, batul hadarshanim. Ben Zoma knew how to dash and knew how to expound psukim. We know the famous statement in on Daf Yud Beis in Maseches Brachos, the mission we say at the Seder, where Rabbi Elizabeth Azariah didn't understand from where he could derive the halacha of the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim every night until Ad Shed Rasha Ben Zoma, till Ben Zoma came along and expounded the pasuk that kol yemei chayecha, the kol comes to include the nighttime. So when Ben Zoma passed away, the darshanim were no longer. Mishemes Rabbi Yehoshua paska tova min olam. So when he passed away, there was no goodness was gone. Why? Some say because at that time Beitar was destroyed, and others say that he had a relationship with the high officials in the government, and if the Jewish people needed any help against their non-Jewish neighbors, he was there. So goodness left the world after he passed away. Mishemes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ba govai v'rabu tzaros. The locusts came and there were many, many troubles. Locust is just a metaphor for the Romans, and they oppressed the Jewish people. It's like a plague of locusts. They also consumed everything in the land. And the Rabbi Tzoros, the many troubles for the Jewish people. This is after the passing of Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Mishemes Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, pasak ha'osher ben ha'chachamim. There was no longer wealth amongst the chachamim. Apparently, before that time, there were many Talmidei chachamim who were wealthy. He was one of them. When he passed away, after that, the Talmidei chachamim in general were impoverished. We may remember from the Gemara in Brachos, when Rabban Gamliel was deposed and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was put in his place. So the Gemara was wondering who should they appoint. And one of the reasons why they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was because not only did he have Zuchus Avos, which Rabbi Akiva did not, he also was a wealthy man. So therefore, if he needed anything from the government, so he could potentially bribe him. The Gemara says that his miser was 12,000 calves. So you see how much he must have had if that was just his miser. Mishemes Rabbi Akiva batel kvod haTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, so there was no longer a kvod haTorah honor. Now we'll see that we'll speak about the glory of Torah after Rabbi Gamliel died as well, but there's a difference between the two. The Kvod HaTorah here is the fact that Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara Menachos on Daf Chav Ches, says that he would be Doresh al kol kotz for kotz. He would be able to expound and learn halachos from every letter of the Torah. Even the tagin, even the crowns on top of the letters. Many of the letters have crowns upon them. Shatnez gets. So those he was able to learn. Able to derive halachos from there. So when he passed away, and we didn't have people who could darshan and derive halachos from every coats for coats, even the crowns on top of the letters, so there was a lack of kavod haTorah. Mishemes Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, batlu anshe maisa, people of great deeds, disappeared. We know he was a very, he was able to, certain miracles about him, in Gemara Masechet Tainis, Masechet Brachos, he was able to have the rain stop when he wanted, and had vinegar was able to light for his, was able to light the Shabbos candles for his daughter, and he was a very special person. Anshei Maisa, when he passed away, there were no longer men of great deeds that were around. Misha Meis Rabbi Yossi Katnusa Paskul Chasidim. He was a very pious person. And when he passed away, they were no longer pious people. But Lama Nikra Shemo Katnusa asked the Mishnah, why do you call him Rabbi Yossi Katnusa, small? So you're Katnusa Zal Chasidim, because as great as he was, the people who preceded him were even more pious than he, more righteous than he. He was the smallest one amongst them. Mishemes Rabbi Yochum and Zakai, Batel Ziv HaChokhba, the shine, the glory, the splendor of wisdom was abolished. What do we know about him? The Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chavches, speaks about the fact that he was learned in Tanakh and Mishnayis and Halachos and Agados. He even knew astronomy, and he knew the language of the angels and the demons and things like that. He all knew Mishalim as well. The Maisa Merkava, the Gemara says about him. And in fact, he was one of the many Talmidim of Hillel. And we say that Yonos of Ben Uzil was the greatest. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was not so great. So imagine how great people were who maybe came before him. And nonetheless, when he passed away, Batel Ziv HaChochma. Mishameis Rabban Gamliel HaZakein, Rabban Gamliel the Elder, Batel Kvod HaTorah, Umesa Taro Precious. Now, what's the Kvod HaTorah here? We have the Rabbi Akiva Kvod HaTorah. What do we lose out on Kvod HaTorah here? That's because before his time, people would learn standing. That was the Gemara Megillah and Daf Chaf Aleph says. But when he passed away, the weakness came over the world and people were not strong enough to stand, and they began to learn sitting down. But nonetheless, we're supposed to stand. That was the practice based on the fact that Moshe stood at Har Sinai when he received the Torah. It speaks about him standing. So after he passed away, there was a Kavod HaTorah that was lacking. And not only that, there was death to Tara, to purity and precious and being able to abstain from desirable things. Also with the passing of Rabbi Gamliel HaZakin. Misha Meis Rabbi Yishmael Ben Pavi, he's a wealthy person who invited Kohanim to his home. So Batel Ziv HaKuhuna, because of that, the Ziv, the splendor of Kahuna, that disappeared. Misha Meis Rebbe, it's Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Batla Anava V'Yiraschet, Anava and Yiraschet, humility and fear of sin was no longer, it ceased. How could Rebbe write this? We don't assume he wrote this, even though he redacted the Mishnayos, one of his Talmidim put this in. Then the Mishnah mentions, has a comment of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. In fact, there's going to be another comment of Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. And there's a question whether or not this is really part of the Mishnah. Some say this is a Brisa, and the Gemara brings this. But if you look in the Gemaras that we have, so the Bavli and Yerushalmi do have this there, as opposed to the later Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair comments, which we'll see a little bit later, which is certainly a brisa that was not included in the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So what did he say? Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair Mermi Shachar Beis HaMikdash Boshu Chaverim Ubenei Chorin. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, so Chaverim, which are people, Talmidei Chachamim, people who are careful in the laws of Tumah V'Tahara, we call them a Chaver. We may remember that from Seder's Roim. And Bnei Chorin, people of great nobility, now became ashamed. V'chafu Rosham, and their faces are now hidden. So this is, we'll see what the deterioration after the Churban HaBayis. V'nidal dulu Anshei Maisa, people who are Anshei Maisa, people of great merit, became impoverished. V'gavru Balei Zroa, Balei Lashon, and rather who became stronger? Who are the people who are just physically more powerful and were able to have great force and great influence? Balei Lashon, people who slander other people. V'ein Doresh Ed Mevakeh, and no one's in investigating this. Literally, no one is seeking to try to ameliorate this situation. Vain Shoel, no one's inquiring about this. Ami Lanu Lishain, so on whom can we rely? Alavinu Shabbosamai, of course, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Lezer Gadol, Ami Yom Shachav Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Shro, and we're speaking Aramaic here, Shro Chakimaya Lemeve Kisafrai. What we're pointing out is that people of certain stature, so they lowered, that they were now lowered a notch. So what happened was, take for example, so the scholars, the Chachamim, became Lemeve Kisafai, were like the Rebbeim in school. So you have a great Talmidei Chachamim, Magide Shir, very high level. They became now they became like the Rebbeim, the school Rebbeim, who taught Mishnayos and Chumash of old. So now we're lowering everyone down a notch. Visafraya, the people used to be the Rebbeim, the school teachers in yeshiva. Kechazanaya, now they're even lower. They are the amount of Torah that they know are that which the Chazan HaKnesses, which mentioned in the past, is like the Gabbai. The Gabbai of the Shul knows a little bit of Torah, but that's what happened. After the Churban Abayis, the school teachers, all they knew was much more than the Gabbaim of old used to know. The Chazanaya, and what about the Gabbaim in the Shul? What do they know now? Now the basic is destroyed. Ka'amadara, they're like Amei Haaretz, completely ignorant. The Amadara, what about the Amei Haaretz? They're continuing to deteriorate, and no one cares. No one's seeking to try to put an end to this. No one's trying to ameliorate the situation. Upon who can we rely? Then the Mishnah says, "Beikvos Mashiach." At the footsteps of Mashiach, the days before Mashiach, you chutzpah yiske. So you'll know that it's going to be an increase of chutzpah. Chutzpah of insolence. So that's a good sign. And until we say there's a lot of chutzpah, we can be rest assured Mashiach is around the corner. The Yoker Yamir, which means that inflation will continue to increase. Hagefin titain periyah, but vahayayin biyoker. Yes, the vine will give the grapes, but wine will be expensive. Vahamalchus tehofech leminos. And the government will turn to heresy. Vein tochecha, and there'll be no rebuke. No one's going to accept rebuke. No one will be able to give rebuke. Beis vadia liznus, the place which used to be a place of gathering of the Chachamim, will be a place of promiscuous behavior. V'ha-golol yecherav, the Galil, the north of Eretz Yisrael, will be destroyed. V'ha-gavlan yishom, and the place Gavlan in, which is mentioned in Yehoshua Perek Yud Gimel, is a place called Givli. There's also a place called Gival. So that will be desolate. Vanche ha-gavul yisovavu me'ir le'ir v'lo yichonanu. It's very close to home. And people who live in the border cities, they're going to have to go around from city to city and will not have any favor, will not find people are being compassionate. V'yirei cheti ma'esu. People who are fear of sin will be, yima'esu, will be disgusting, which means people are not going to, normally we have people who are yirechet, so these are people who are, we elevate, very noble people. Yimaesu, people who may be disgusted with people like that, who are careful of not sinning. Va'emes tehene dores, and truth will be hidden. Na'arin p'nei zekinim yalbinu, the young will shame the old. This is yalbinu, to embarrass. As a malb b'nei chaviv barabim, zikei. So the young will embarrass the old. Zikeinim yamdu b'nei ketanim. In fact, even the elders are going to stand up and give respect to the youngers. Then we quote a pasuk from Micha Perek Zayin: Bein menabel av bas kama v'ima kala b'chamosa oyvei ish anshe veso, which means a son shames the father, a daughter rebels against the mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and a person's enemies are in fact the members of his very household. So this also what we're going to experience in Ikvos de Mashiach. Pnei hador kefnei hakelef. The people, the filler, the face of that generation is going to be like the face of a dog. Habein enomis bayesh ve'aviv. The son will not be embarrassed of his father. Me'aviv, which means you're not ashamed in front of his father to do anything wrong. Now we quote which certainly is a brisa. We have this in Avodah Zarah and Daf Chaf Amid Beis, and this really is the basis of the Sefer of the Ramchal Mesilas Yeshorim. Follows this order of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Pinchas Ben Yair Omer, Zrizus Mivile de Nikios. Zrizus alacrity brings a person to cleanliness. Unikios Mivile de Tara. And cleanliness brings a person to Tara, to purity. The Tara Mivile de Precious. And purity brings a person to abstain from things. Uprecious Mivile de Kedusha. Precious brings a person to holiness. Ukedusha Mivile de Anava. That brings you to holiness, brings you to humility. Anava Mivile de Iraschet. And humility brings a person to fear doing sin. The Iraschet Mivile de Chasidus. Chasidus is going lift the Mishur Saden, means piety. Ava Chasidus Mivile de Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh and divine inspiration. Mivile de Tchias HaMesim. Utchias HaMesim ba alidei liyo zachur latov. Amen.